This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Show, you'll love the DJ V podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Seven after the hour now on the DJ V program. With what's going on in the world, conversation about what's happening around the country and around the world, that's what we specialize in here. Plus a little chuckle here and there. It's good for the soul, as they say. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. And Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, as is usually the case. Victoria is in New Jersey. I'm on the bi-coast. bi-coastal is somewhat usual. West Coast today, East Coast tomorrow. Jennifer is off today. So what do we have that's trending that you want to sink our teeth and our minds into, Victoria?
Well, a lot of people are sinking their teeth into a story behind the story. This comes from the Miami Herald, and this is a story about the owner of that massage parlor in Florida, where we know famously now Robert Kraft has been accused of visiting and frequenting for at least two times that we know where he was caught on tape. It's called the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, and that's Robert Kraft, and the New England Patriots owner. Of course, he has been charged and accused of soliciting prostitution. Well, the Miami Herald dug a little deeper into the owner of this business, and it's a woman named Lee Yang. She goes by the name Cindy Yang, and the odd thing about this is that she apparently is part of a pretty powerful Chinese business group. She and a bunch of these Chinese business people that she brought over from China, they attended a fundraiser for President Trump. She was also pictured with him at the Super Bowl party earlier this year at Mar-a-Lago. So now the Miami Herald is looking into what are the connections between this woman and these foreign nationals and President Trump, if there is a connection there beyond, you know, donating to his campaign or fundraisers. But this woman gave $5,400 to Trump's campaign, $23,000 to the Trump Victory Political Action Committee in the days leading up to the 2017 election. And the Miami Herald says that she runs a consulting business on top of running this day spa, which we now know is essentially human trafficking. So this is something that China has been accused of, whether you're on Canal Street in New York City, anytime you buy a fake purse, there's human trafficking going on there, you're funding terrorism, there's all this kind of stuff. So this really does, it is very much in keeping with what we know of a lot of these Chinese business people. And so these Chinese businessmen who were invited to the political fundraiser and the Super Bowl party, they're not allowed to actually donate money because you have to be a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident in order to buy tickets to fundraisers. But once you do that, you can actually invite whomever you want. And so that is apparently the way that all these foreign nationals got involved in these
money,
fundraisers.
The corruption is so deep in both parties. I had lunch yesterday with somebody. We were talking about not only my suggestion of everybody in Congress doing like they do on the NASCAR circuit, wear a jacket that has all their sponsors on it, but now there's a suggestion, which I thought was kind of interesting, and there apparently is somebody who's doing it. There are, like, remember the baseball cards? I don't know whether you ladies ever had, whether you did or your brothers or anybody in your family, fathers traded baseball cards. I remember that when I was a kid. But now, there have been some cards produced that depict at least some of the congressional candidates or members of Congress. And on one side is a picture of them. On the other side is a list of all of the money that they've gotten from various campaign donors. from whomever, individuals, corporations, and it's they're being traded around now like baseball cards, which I thought was kind of clever, frankly. It's, you know, it's, we need to, no, I don't think there's anybody on either side that, or any side, that doesn't think that we have corruption up to our Mickey. But it isn't just in America. It's everywhere. It is every, other than places like China, if you don't go along with the government, they just shoot you. But in a place in the Middle East as well. But I'm talking about in general, where there are democracies, there is corruption, real serious corruption.
The, and people are now going to, the election committee is now probably going to look into this to see if anything.
Yeah, they should.
You know, because this woman runs a it's a consulting business.
Consulting for what?
Exactly.
How to set up an illegal massage parlor?
I'm sure. It's called GYUS Investments, and it offers Chinese investors introductions to people in Trump's world. So, in his administration and things like that. So, it doesn't look good for him. It's one more thing for him to deal with. But, you know, this stuff happens on all sides of the aisle.
Yep.
So,
both sides, it's horrible. Just horribly corrupt. Yep. So, let's go back to the Boeing 737s. For a minute, the conversation over here the last couple of days has been about the latest crash of a 737. Apparently, there have been problems in most every area. So the Chinese government has announced it's grounded all 737s that it has, 737 MAXs. They apparently, Air China, bought a couple of hundred of them, and they have received 20 or 30 of them so far. So they're grounding them all. Ethiopian Airlines, the company that had the latest crash, grounding all of them. Lion Air, grounding all of them. There's some talk in America right now that the FAA in the next 24 hours or so may ground all of them in America. And checking through them could take a month as they find out what the real story is. But I'm guessing they already know what the story is. Boeing has said nothing. Not a word other than, oh, it's too bad all these people died in one of our planes. There's something else going on here.
Is this the same model plane that we heard about, I want to say, at the beginning of December or end of November, there was I don't know what airline, but it was an airline in America, and there was something that happened that the pilots were able to correct or override. I think it was also one of these 737 MAXs, right? Do you remember that story? They made an emergency landing. No one was hurt because the pilots actually knew how to correct the problem in the air.
Right.
But I think that was also a 737 MAX.
I'm not sure about that. There was a problem with the Airbus A321s as well that the pilots learned how to. The Airbus people, when they teach you in the simulator how to fly the plane, they were not telling pilots how they could take control of the plane because the plane is basically run by a computer. Once you get off the ground, the plane flies itself, and they pride themselves with that. Although the pilots at American that have the, I think American has more, JetBlue may have more of the 321s than anybody else, at least in our country. And so they were finding that there were blips as they were flying the plane, or as the plane was flying itself, there were problems. And so somehow or other the pilots union or the pilots themselves got together and figured out how to override whatever Airbus said you can't override. I just can picture these guys in the cockpit because it's got to be boring as hell. If you're flying across country and you're not doing anything because the plane's flying itself, then what are you doing, playing cards? Talking about your girlfriends? What are you having for dinner? What are you doing? So in this case, these guys figured out how to override the other two. I can see pilot and co-pilot, especially a seasoned pilot who really knows how to fly a plane, knows what the elements are, the essence of the plane. So they go, okay, let's try this over here, and let's flip with this switch over there. Let's try this. Let's adjust this over here a little bit and see what happens. So it's, you know. But this is a dangerous situation, and as I said earlier, I'm going to find out when I'm flying if I'm scheduled to be, if the flight that I want to be on is a 737-800 MAX, they call it. I'm not flying it. And I think I would say that to all of you, even if you're a casual flyer. Casual flyers ask, you know, the airline says, well, you make all your things online, but call the airline and ask them, what the plane is. They know what the plane is. A month or so in advance, they make their schedules. They know how far. They know what the plane is. So you ask them, is it a 737 MAX? The more calls they get like that, the more shaky they're going to be. So it's, that would be my way of dealing with it. That's how I'm going to deal with it anyway. 16 at the hour on the DJV program.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank $47.50. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in-store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 31619 is the associate for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, most children will have 6 to 8 respiratory infections each year. These include sinus and ear infections, bronchitis, pneumonia, and colds, which are the most common.
Common cold is caused by a variety of different viruses, actually over 100 different viruses, and that's why it is so common. The main thing when it comes to treatment is whether or not they will respond to antibiotics. Viruses do not respond to antibiotics, only bacterial infections do.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Nipuni Rajapakse says there are a lot of things that can help children with viral infections feel better.
One of the things is using medications like acetaminophen or ibuprofen if they're having fever or feeling uncomfortable. You can use warm drinks or cool drinks. They may not want to eat much, which I think is fine for a few days until they recover, but getting as much fluids as you can into them as possible is super important.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so why would, I wonder, this is like one of those Andy Rooney moments, why would high school girls want to shoot guns? There are more and more, a story in Time magazine this week, it just caught my eye. I don't usually look at Time, but I was going through the airport and I picked up a copy of the recent Time magazine, headline, High School Shooting Teams Are Getting Very Popular with Girls. And I'm wondering why. Can you put yourself back, both
shooting
of you, in high
handguns
school?
Or, like, you mean
rifles?
Rifle?
Paint, what do they call those, paint guns?
Yeah.
Anything, shooting, aiming, firing, that seemed to be something that's become popular. I guess I would wonder why. What is there about that that gets you excited?
I have
fun.
No idea. I'm the wrong person to ask.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't get the appeal
myself,
at all.
Maybe this is a better question. Are things changing so much in school that these sorts of things are considered acceptable? I belonged to the NRA when I was in high school and took lessons, shooting lessons, because I thought I needed to on the farm. But I don't know, you know, is this a sexist question, maybe, is the question.
Well, if the teams already exist, which it sounds like they do, then I don't know. Anyone I ever know who's been shooting seems to think it's fun, so.
Yeah, I've heard that too,
yeah.
Karen. 21 after here on the DJV program.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Music time, 23 after the hour. I'm sure all of you are familiar with Jay-Z's Bounce that we're playing here. What'd you think? All of our audience?
They might be familiar with Crazy in Love.
Yeah. All right. Crazy.
That's
crazy.
What the song is.
Oh, it is? Okay. Crazy in Love. So, Jay-Z is a Woodstock 50 performance, and I'm trying to figure out who went to the original Woodstock. I'd be interested in Jay-Z, Dead & Company, Chance the Rapper, or Black Keys. But anyway, they're all headlining part of the upcoming festival that celebrates the anniversary, 50th year of Woodstock. Jack White's recently revamped Raconteurs, Imagine Dragons, Gary Clark Jr., The Killers, and The Lumineers, more performing at the event, scheduled for August 16th, 17th, and 18th in Watkins Glen, New York. Miley Cyrus, Janelle Monáe, Casey Musgraves, Halsey also finalizing their commitments to be there. Given the Woodstock brand, lineup is curiously slanted toward modern artists. So is this for a different crowd? Because there's another one scheduled for actually The Farm. It has a lot of the old guys. Robert Plant, Santana are going to perform in the mix at the other place, I believe. Santana really got his start at the original Woodstock. And I saw him interviewed by Dan Rather last week, and he was talking about how this is going to be exciting, but he wants to see the originals there at Bethel Woods. Arlo Guthrie's there, Ringo's there, Edgar Winter is there, the Doobies are there. So I see that as much more. I mean, that's really the group and the sound that was the important
part. The only problem, though,
is
I get that, and I think the nostalgia acts are important, but Woodstock was in 1969. How old is the average person who was at Woodstock? Are they really going to go?
My age.
Okay, but are they really going to go to a festival for the weekend and camp out and all that? I just.
Oh, are you kidding? Some of the hard. Oh, yeah, it's a hardcore bunch.
Hardcore hippies?
Absolutely. Oh yeah, absolutely.
But I don't know that it's enough to make.
No, I didn't.
I don't know. I think I get it. Why the other
Fancy
festival
Nancy
is?
Nancy go?
Oh Nancy God, Nancy no! Probably. She didn't go to the first one. No.
Neither did I or anybody I know. But
yeah. So I think they have to have younger acts, or else who's going to go?
No. We'll see. Be interesting. I don't want to give away. I'm not interested much in talking about August yet. Thanks. It's only March. All right. Next musical item is a festival put on by Pharrell Williams, Something in the Water Festival. And here's the lineup. He's got some more people, A-listers. They're going to be in this festival. It'll take place next month in Virginia Beach. Diddy, Usher, Gwen Stefani, Snoop Dogg, all be there. It's a multi-day music festival and cultural experience, so they say. It's right on the beach. Pharrell is from Virginia Beach. Missy Elliott's already been announced. Janelle Monáe, another one, Dave Matthews Band. The festival includes musicians, personalities, scholars, students, artists, activists, athletes. All be in Virginia Beach for that weekend. Interesting the way they... I like it because they're putting more than just music into some of these things.
Yeah.
There's going to be a special screening and conversation presented by Ava DuVernay's Array, a film distribution collaboration dedicated to the amplification of independent films by filmmakers who are of color or women filmmakers. Other cultural activities include moments with Deepak Chopra and Joffrey Canada, as well as a pop-up church service and karaoke. What a combination of events. Very
something for everybody.
Yeah, somethingin thewater.com is where you get the tickets, by the way. Somethingin thewater.com. 28 after the hour.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
President Trump's new tax law cut your taxes by $5 trillion. Now you can reduce your taxes to zero. The best-selling guide, The Trump Tax Cut by Eva Rosenberg, shows you how, with tax deductions, loopholes, and money-saving secrets. One loophole gives a 20% cut in your tax rate. Newsmax says get The Trump Tax Cut. In bookstores or see the free offer and save almost $25. Go online now to TrumpTaxCut.com. That's TrumpTaxCut.com or call 800-NEWSMAX.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level and trailer brakes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines, the acting director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt, says President Trump's budget proposal includes money for the border wall.
Federal resources and frontline defenders are overwhelmed at the southern border. And the fiscal year 2020 budget provides sizable funding of an $8.6 billion for full completion of the wall and other border security resources.
Reaction from Arizona Congressman Republican Andy Biggs speaking on Fox News about why he supports the $8 billion included in the budget for building the wall.
They want to build a wall and extend it. What we're doing with his emergency declaration doesn't get the job done. The report's out, Arizona last couple of years, enough fentanyl seized to kill between 70 and 80 million Americans in Arizona alone from the border. And that's when you look at that, that's an emergency.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles, you can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world and second, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Whoops, wait a minute. There's the 34 past the hour mark. How do you do? Well, how do you do? Some do, some don't. And there's a gap, it would seem, in personality. Some do and some don't. Some will, some won't. Some did, some didn't. Will you? Well, I guess it depends on what you're asking, right? What are you? Somebody asked me to do something.
Is this a haiku? I feel like I got lost.
Take a left going down the road. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, Jennifer's off today. I'm going to take you now around the country and around the world as time allows. The new 2020 budget includes a rather large number for a wall, $8.6 billion. And apparently part of the argument is, yep, the Mexicans, they'll pay. We got a new, better trade deal, and they're paying in the trade deal. Anyway, so we're back to the same old stuff. Is there going to be a clash with Congress? Guess depends on the party. There are a lot of domestic spending cuts that are in the budget. Lawmakers don't like some of that. But the debt, our national debt, something has to be done. Somebody's got to be responsible and say we've got to stop spending. It's what we stop spending on. That's the question.
I think the $8.6 billion for the wall is nothing compared to $750 billion is going to be proposed as the new military budget.
Ridiculous.
And I think that's kind of where people probably have more of an
issue.
Dead
on arrival.
Yeah, with that than the wall itself. But
yeah. Ridiculous. That's a ridiculous number. Way beyond the pale. Ridiculous. Ridiculous number.
The Space Force and all that stuff, I'm sure that's lumped into that budget, but $750 billion, that just seems crazy.
Yep, it is crazy. So next, the debate will go on between now and the 1st of October, and whether, I think we've been kicking the can down the road. There hasn't been a budget that was approved in time for the beginning of the new fiscal year since George Bush was president. As I recall, the first big fight was about the money that went to the $3 trillion for the Iraqi war that was a complete waste of money, and how much we've spent since then. Remember, we were never in debt. Never in debt. We had, the budget wasn't balanced. I think that Reagan balanced the budget, and
can we just get back to whatever Clinton did to leave us with a surplus? How do we get back to that?
Yeah, nobody's done it. Nobody's had a surplus since the days of Reagan and Clinton. George Bush had a surplus. I remember now. I'm going back to LBJ, who was one of the worst presidents in the history of the country, and the amount of debt. We went into debt deeply after World War II. And that was to be expected because you can imagine how much money we borrowed to build up our forces for World War II, which was appropriate and necessary. So we were in debt. Eisenhower got us out of debt. Kennedy was a fiscal conservative and responsible spender. And then LBJ came along and we went back to the same days of complete social stuff. The stuff that was created during Johnson's era, the New Deal, put us in a hole, and it took, the next couple of presidents to get out. Nixon was a big spender, too. Nixon was no big bargain. Gerald Ford tried to kind of modify things. Carter didn't do anything for the budget. It wasn't until Reagan came along, you're right, and then Bill Clinton. Really, both of them did a great job at balancing the budget. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. But we're now $21 trillion in the hole. And so I think it's 34 or 38 cents of every dollar you pay. As you're starting to get your tax records put together. I was doing this the weekend before last weekend. I was home putting together a lot of the tax records and figuring out, what we were going to do. I think we were talking on Friday, weren't we, Victoria, about the amount of money people were getting back and who's getting money back and who isn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My daughter told me over the weekend that she's getting money back that she didn't get back before, and it had to do with a credit for school for miles, which sort of surprised me. I think there's so much nuance in that, and they never would have known it had they not gone to a tax professional. So that's the advice for people, unless you have just a stripped down, like one job and you get X number of dollars taken out every week of your pay. If you're in any other situation, you need to go see somebody that knows how to.
Especially this year, with over 600 changes to the tax laws, people are really going to find themselves, I think, in having to either redo stuff or, once you send your forms in to the IRS, someone sits there and goes over everything. And I think a lot of people are going to have corrections that will have to be made. And that's never fun. If you think you've paid your debt and then you end up with a new bill, or you get a refund and then you end up getting a bill later on.
But this is the time to be thinking about $750 for what we're spending. The Government Accounting Office, I say this all the time, says that there's so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in that number, and the Pentagon especially. But there's waste and fraud and corruption at every department. You name it. There's waste, fraud, and corruption. So it ought to be scrutinized very, very heavily, all of these things that are in the funding bucket. Also in the House, they're going to vote on a bill that would overhaul election rules. On the surface, this seems like a good idea. They're supposed to vote on a bill that would that is focused, sort of keying in on some of the election rules. It's called the For the People Act, H.R. 1. This was introduced on the first day of Congress in January. Democrats say the legislation designed to take big money out of politics. Yeah, what a joke. you guys are getting as much as the Republicans. Don't give us that hoopla. Look at what Ocasio-Cananga, whatever her name is, maneuvering $1 million. She got $1 million in her campaign war chest already, and she's a freshman legislator. And she's, what was she doing, maneuvering it or fiddling charged with
now her
moving it
her,
from one account to another
in,
or something?
Yeah, the person who's her campaign manager or something moved. I don't think it's illegal, though, of what she did. They moved funds from one account to another.
But she's a freshman. She just got there, and she's already got $1 million. In her re-election
campaign? Yeah, but if you
campaign,
think about it, she had... Think about right, that. But she's done a lot of fundraising, and she's, you know, there's nothing... that look, that's the system. It is, you know,
it
until it gets
system.
Fixed, that is just the way the system is. So.
I'm not saying she's alone. I just find it amazing that already she got that kind of dough, and it just shows you, if she's just getting there and she got that kind of dough, imagine how much money some of these people who've been there forever have got. Mitch McConnell, how much money do you think he's got stashed away? And they can do anything they want, pretty much, with the money after they get out of office. Doesn't have to go back to anybody. It doesn't. I told you the story about the congressman that was my friend from Northwest Ohio when I went to school at Heidelberg. He died in office, and his wife and his family got $6.4 million in the campaign chest. What do they do with it? They do with it what they want. Buy cars, have staff, you do whatever you want. So this is the kind of stuff that we need to all of us be on the same page here. Anyway, back to the overhauling of election rules. This bill would create an automatic voter registration system that would ensure felons get their vote once they get out of jail. There's also a bill in California that will make it legal for illegals to vote. Man, you got to hand it to the people in California. They are, there's something else, man. And California also is moving to eliminate daylight savings time. Those of us who are still a little groggy after a day or two of having the clocks move back ahead, spring ahead, fall back. Spring ahead means you lose an hour. A lot of people late for work on the first couple of days, that sort of thing. Well, California wants to join Arizona. And there's another state, but I can't remember. Anybody remember what other state doesn't do daylights? Is it Minnesota?
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Okay.
Yeah, and then all of the U.S., like Guam and other places like that, they don't have it.
They don't have it, yeah. Not necessary. So that's part of what's going on in some of the new daylight savings time thing. Does really, I think it gets... Although a lot of it's PR, maybe we were talking about this off the air. It doesn't bother me because that stuff doesn't bother me. But some people who have circadian rhythms that are cuckoo, it really does bother if you travel or you're moving stuff around like this. But it does seem that this was put into effect during the agricultural era when our country was mostly agrarian, and it isn't anymore. Just like schools should be open year-round. The only reason we had summer vacation was because the kids had to go home and work on the farm, take care of the farm. They certainly aren't doing that now. So there ought to be schools in session year-round. Daylight savings time should go away. Not necessary anymore. What do you think? You can comment if you'd like at Twitter, at Doug Steffen, at Victoria Keelan, at Kara Schillen, facebook.com/DJV Show, where there's a picture of me being attacked by a honey bear, and I survived. Check that picture out at facebook.com/DJV Show.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend
struggling to make ends meet, found that he could rent a spare room by the night and earn a nice supplemental income. But he also found out there are rules about competing with hotels. Cities from New York to Denver have adopted rules to stop such practices, not because there's any danger to public safety, but because Airbnb has become serious competition for hotels, just as Uber competes with taxis. Many tourists enjoy staying at bed and breakfast, and traveling is a different experience when you get to know your hosts in their own homes. We understand why hotel chains may be threatened by such competition, but a look through the lens of liberty tells us this is not the government's business. Such favoritism limits your choices, but if you don't defend your right to stay wherever you want, who will?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank $47.50. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 31619 is the associate for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, from the Dumb is Dumb and Dumber is Dumber department, a couple of real beauties in New York. Parents were appalled. Listen to this. White students reenacting history for, this just came out, apparently it was a Black History Month thing. They held an auction where they were bidding on Black students.
What?
A slave auction. Yeah. how do people, this, I mean, we asked this.
Wait, this was, the school allowed this?
All the time. Yeah. This is, let me see what the, this was the New York State Attorney General, fifth grade teacher under investigation in Bronxville. Asked three boys to raise their hands, and they went out in the hallway and asked to put on chains, imaginary chains, the paper chains around their necks and wrists, and shackles on their ankles, and they were brought in for a reenacting a slavery auction. I understand what he was trying to do, but they didn't do a good job of, you know, he was trying to teach the kids about how wrong it was to have slavery and to have slavery, you know, but to choose three Black, I don't know. I mean, this politically correct environment, who the hell knows what's right?
I mean, you can teach people about that type of thing, but now those kids who were, you know, basically sold in a slave auction, even if it was a fake one, have to live with that. That's a, kind of a scarring thing to do to someone.
Well, I don't think there's a lot of common sense involved in it, that's for sure. 10 minutes before the hour here on the DJV program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Time now for our weekly visit from Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is here, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard around the country every weekend. A lot of great shows that you can learn a lot from. And Tommy is the guy who knows how to take care of your house. So let's get to one of our listeners who lives in Massachusetts. His name is Phil. Wants to know if he can use hardwood floors in his basement. I don't know that I'd want to do that, especially if you have any water problems. You're just asking for it. So how do you, well, let's take it from the top, Tom. What does this guy look at first?
Well, first of all, there are so many amazing flooring choices today. There's really no reason to use hardwood. And if you were to use it, even if you don't have an active water problem, the dampness and the humidity is so high below grade that the lumber will be swollen. And if it does get to the point where it exceeds the space allowed, it'll start to buckle up. So we never, ever recommend solid hardwood. Now, that said, there are other types of hardwoods you can put down. There's a type of hardwood called engineered hardwood, which is kind of like made like plywood. So it's in the shape of planks, but it's made like plywood in the sense that you have different layers that are 90 degrees opposed and sort of glued together. And the top layer, like the top eighth of an inch or so, is real hardwood. So when you see it, it's hard to tell that it's not solid. It does look and feel like real hardwood. The difference is, because of the way it's assembled, it's dimensionally stable. Now, if you want to stay away from hardwood altogether and have something that looks just as good, lots of choices there. You know, there's a lot of laminates that are out today that are highly water resistant. Then there's this class of flooring called extruded vinyl plank, or EVP. This stuff's amazing, Doug. It really looks like the type of flooring it's designed to emulate, which could be a hardwood or...
It's amazing what modifications have come from technology putting this stuff together. It really is amazing to see the change.
And it's 100% waterproof. So with all of those choices, I would definitely not put solid hardwood in my basement today.
All right, so at MoneyPit.com, the weekly newsletter, you have a video which goes further into flooring trends. Is that where you were just making reference to something? I haven't seen this video yet, but somebody who has signed up or subscribed to the Money Pit weekly newsletter would have seen this perhaps by now, or if you haven't seen it, you ought to check it out. Does it have more information as you were kind of going down that street? Maybe some
people want to know actually, more. Yeah, that's a new video that we did at the International Builders Show, and we did an overview of all the different types of flooring that are out there. And there's a new type of flooring, including from Lumber Liquidators, that's a laminate flooring, that we did a demonstration with where we poured water all over the top of it and then lifted it up, and you couldn't see like a drip of it come through.
Really?
So, I mean, it just shows you how durable and water-resistant these products are. So that is in the Money Pit newsletter this week. I tell you what, since you mentioned it, I will put it up on the homepage here shortly, the video on top flooring trends for spring.
Yeah.
You can take a look at it.
There are also some great tips for planning as we get into spring, a backyard deck and how to grow fruits and veggies from seeds. That's right up my alley, so you want to check that out.
Yeah, good time to do that now, you know, and sprouting, so then you can plant them in a couple
and
weeks.
A lot of people think they have to buy the plants. Hello, no. The plants come from seeds. All right, let's see. Jeremy is a listener to our program in Florida. How do I get nice, clean lines when repainting my living space?
Good question. It is possible to do that with the right tools and materials. Let's say you're painting a room's corner. What you want to do is paint the corner first and overlap the edges slightly. So you're putting the base color on both sides, but then you apply painter's tape to the recently painted edge that you want to keep, and you apply the next second color right up to it. So you're not trying to match paint colors in that corner. You're overlapping it, putting the tape up, and then painting again, and this way you'll get a very clean line. And also, today, there's a number of products out there by a variety of manufacturers. It's special painting tape dug for these types of lines, and it has an absorbent quality to it, which makes it possible to make it even more sharp when you actually do that line. Frog tape is one. I think Scotch has one. There's a variety of manufacturers. But the idea is to put the base color on first on both sides of the space and then paint over the one you want to keep.
Well,
and put the tape over the one you want to keep.
I will tell you something. I think that one of the biggest ripoffs in new everybody says they want new construction. Well, you know what? Most of these developers, most of these builders are so cheap, they don't pre-paint the wood. They paint the outside of it, they don't paint the back side of it or the ends, so the stuff rots. It's incredible how much bad work there is. I see a lot of
it. Well, you know, walls inside too, you know, it takes a couple of years for things to dry out and settle, and you get cracks and shifts and nail pops and things like that. So sometimes it pays to wait a little bit before doing the fancy paint job.
Right. All right, there it is. You heard it straight from the horse's mouth. It's Tom Greitler. Yes, the front end of the horse. Tommy the K from the Money Pit at MoneyPit.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.